Or team news ahead of UCD Friday?
Obviously Shane came off ill tonight, so we'll have to assess him as we get closer to the game, and the squad otherwise will stay the same.
Of course, you say Shane came off the other night. Do you feel maybe it's a factor doing three games in 7 days? Does it play havoc with the players? You know, they make them heavy legs or anything?
It's not ideal. I think played Dundalk three times in 16 matches. In a way, it's good because we only have them once more for the remainder of the season. But there's been a lot of matches in a short space of time, obviously. When that happens, there's fatigue and injuries get caused by that. But listen, we're in a good place. Mark Connolly's getting closer to fitness. Dunmigan's back available. Patrick McIlhenny isn't too far away at all, so things are starting to look up, and we're in good form and confidence. So we're looking forward to the remainder of the season.
Do you feel that Patrick and Mark could be back in the next couple of weeks, right?
Well, fingers crossed. That's the plan. If everything goes okay and they're rehabilitation, and they're not too far away.
Of course, you look at the game, UCD, we beat them back in March by four. They're a team that's not in great form. They're sitting down at the bottom of the table, maybe only picking up 1 point out of their last half dozen games. How do you put that one mentality, keep that one mentality in your players' heads going into the game, knowing that they're the team struggling?
Well, it's an extremely dangerous fixture for us because everyone in the country expects us to win. That's not how it works. You have to earn your ones, and you have to fight for your ones. And our motivation is, like, they've taken points off Bohemians this season. They've taken points off Dundalk. So we can't turn our nose up at anybody at all. We haven't won three games in a week since last April. So that's the motivation for us. We have to. We've dealt with Friday, Monday really well. We have to finish the job off on Friday, and then we've got 8 days until the Sligo game. So it's really important that we prepare properly and we're focused and we're driven, because at the end of the day, games in this league cost you if you don't turn up properly and prepare properly and are professional. And even I look back at 2006. When we lost the treble on goal difference, we drew at home to UCD, I think, and lost at home to Waterford, and it cost us the league. So these games are vitally important to get points on the board, and we'll respect the opposition as we always do, and I expect a real professional performance from the players.
Thank you, Roy.